I think what I have to bring, first of all, is a thank you to everybody, but you did something that started this out besides the prayer that was extraordinary. I think we should get back to do, and that was the Pledge of Allegiance. I can't figure out why we don't do that anymore. I don't know why we want to ever vary away from the Constitution. I don't think it's a great idea at all. But I really do believe that I can go without any special interest groups. I'm free of that. I don't have any party. I don't owe anybody any favors. I think less regulatory items that we have against us right now will help small business. Excuse me. Right now we're looking at 6,700 regulations against business. They're in our lives in just about every turn, and we can't have small business thrive that way, and we have to be able to do something better with that. If we don't get them out of our business, we're not going to be able to grow, and we're not going to be able to have a tax base, and we won't be able to afford all these wonderful things that we all really would like to have that are good things to do. So I think if we just take a step back and look at it a little bit, maybe a third voice or opinion as an independent will help. Instead of a tug of war, somebody maybe not necessarily know which way they go, maybe somebody will have a fresh idea in the middle and they can, if nothing else, referee once in a while. But I think that's what we really need to do. And that basically is what I'm trying to do. So I would appreciate just a look. If you want to know any more, probably the website would explain it more, because you won't memorize it if I tell you anyway. It wouldn't be very fair. But thank you very much for having me today, and it's a great panel. These are really good people, and they're true-blooded Americans, and that's what we need to do. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next candidate to speak will be Mr. John Olson.
Thank you. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak, and thank you all for being here so that we can actually compare and contrast our ideas. I want to tell you a little bit about my background. I am a small business owner. I am an attorney. I am a husband and father of 6 children. And I am a proud Army veteran who served 15 years and proud to have served in Afghanistan and in the 101st Airborne Division. Now, I want to take a minute to tell you why I decided to get in this race in the first place. And it has to do with my service in the Army. Because if you think back to what happened in the debt ceiling fight last year, one of the consequences of it, other than us losing our credit rating as a nation, was that training across the entire Army Reserve was canceled. And that put a lot of pressure on soldiers getting ready to deploy. You can think about a unit that's a month or a week away from their mobilization. They've got a lot to get done. But in addition to that, thousands of people didn't get paid. And even on active duty, pay was delayed. So if you're expecting to get paid on the 1st and the 15th of every month, and your mortgage comes out on the 16th, and there's no money in your bank account to pay it, then you're in a financial bind. And it was because of politics. And that's wrong. And that's why I decided to run. Now, in this race, you've got 3 different candidates. You've met Craig Allen already. I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. And then you've got my Republican Tea Party opponent, Jim Bridenstine. Now, we have a big contrast. And this election is important. And for the first time, there are 3 candidates that you don't know a whole lot about, which is why I've released my tax returns, my academic records, my military records, so you can go on the website and look and find out a little bit more about me. Now, one of the things that my opponent is going to tell you about is his fair tax plan. And what it is a 30% federal sales tax on all goods and services that you buy. Now, in all fairness, it repeals income tax and Social Security and Medicare taxes and replaces it with a 30% federal sales tax. So that means that if you spend $50 to fill up your gas tank right now, it would be $65. If you spend $100 at the grocery store now, it would be $130. If your mortgage is $1,000 a month, it would be $1,300, just like that. If you go to the doctor for an immunization, add 30%. If you go for chemotherapy, add 30%. If you are a city, like Coweta, and you have to pay for police and fire and trash, add 30% to those services that go to the federal government, which means that as a city, you're going to have to raise your own tax rate. Pension funds. If you are the state of Oklahoma and you have a pension fund for, say, the Oklahoma Highway Patrol, add 30% to that. That's what the tax plan does. But let's talk a little bit about this. It's replacing income tax with a sales tax. So if you're retired and you've paid income tax your entire life, you now have to pay federal taxes all over again in the form of a federal sales tax. You're getting hit twice, and that's wrong. I think that there is a better approach. Now, my opponent also is talking about raising the retirement age in Social Security. We don't need to do that. There is a clear contrast, and what I offer is a balanced approach to looking at these issues. I offer reduced spending where it is rational and reasonable. I offer raising revenues where it is appropriate. And let me put it this way, because I am an Army guy, and I look at things from an Army perspective. Only about 1% of Americans ever serve in the armed forces. And we have asked that 1% to pay our nation's debts in red. And I will insist that we ask the wealthiest 1% to pay their share in green. It's as simple as that. And investing where it pays off, in education, in infrastructure, and in energy. And that's why I'm a big supporter of the Nat Gas Act, something that my opponent calls a boondoggle. Those are Oklahoma jobs. 1 in 6 jobs in Oklahoma is in the energy industry. 96% of the parts that would be manufactured to create a national energy infrastructure in this country, pursuant to the Nat Gas Act being passed, would be manufactured in Northeast Oklahoma. That's Oklahoma jobs. It's Oklahoma energy. That's Oklahoma manufacturing. That's a win all the way around. And that's going to strengthen our recovery. So your choice is this. If you want somebody who's going to propose a 30% federal sales tax on all goods and services, if you want somebody who's going to attack Medicare and Social Security, or if you want somebody who's going to run up and down the street and yell at the White House, Jim's your guy. If you want somebody who supports a balanced approach of reasonable spending cuts, of reasonable revenue increases, and of investments where they pay off, and somebody who's going to roll up their sleeves and go to work for the people of Oklahoma, vote for me. I'm a workhorse, not a show pony. Thank you very much.
And our final candidate for today is Mr. Bridenstine.
Thank you. I'm Jim Bridenstine. I'm the Republican nominee for U.S. Congress here in the 1st District of Oklahoma. First of all, let me start by saying, if you want to know anything about the fair tax, don't ask my opponent because he doesn't understand it. He hasn't read it. But what I will say is that there's legislation out there. It's called H.R. 25. Anybody can read it. It's sponsored by Congressman Sullivan. It's sponsored by Congressman Dan Boren on the Democratic side. It's sponsored by Congressman James Lankford and Frank Lucas. It's sponsored by Senator Inhofe and Senator Coburn, and it is nothing what my opponent just described. My name is Jim Bridenstine, and I'm going to move around because I know there are people back here behind the pillar. I'm a graduate of Jinx High School. I went to Rice University. I had 3 majors at Rice: economics, business, and psychology. After graduating from Rice, I joined the Navy. I became a pilot. I flew combat in Afghanistan in 2002 off an aircraft carrier called the USS Abraham Lincoln. In 2003, we rolled over into the Persian Gulf, flew combat in Iraq. I flew combat in Operation Southern Watch, Operation Shock and Awe, Operation Iraqi Freedom. I transitioned from the E-2 Hawkeye, which is what I was flying at the time, to flying the F-18 Hornet. I flew at the Naval Strike and Air Warfare Center, which is the parent command to Top Gun. My job was to study how the enemies of America fly, and then fly those enemy profiles to be shot down by Top Gun instructors. I did that for 3 years. 2007, I left the United States Navy to earn an MBA from Cornell University, and then I came back to Tulsa to be the executive director of the Tulsa Air and Space Museum. I was there for almost 2 years before receiving military orders to join VAW 77, which is an E-2 squadron in New Orleans, and I do counter-drug missions now as a reservist in the United States Navy. The choices before us in this election are clear. These choices are being made across our country for president and at the congressional and senatorial level. On the one hand, we have Obama Democrats. And I say Obama Democrats because they're very different than a lot of traditional Oklahoma Democrats. And these Obama Democrats have a vision for how to get our country back on track, and that includes more government, more taxes, more regulation, more deficits and more debt, and Obamacare. On the other hand, we have a more conservative philosophy that is adhered to by Republicans, by independents, and by a lot of conservative Democrats. And that philosophy is we need more liberty. We need free markets, limited government, low taxes, low regulation. We believe that in this country, if you have a business, you built it. My name is Jim Bridenstine. Do I have a minute or two left?
You have 2 minutes and 16 seconds.
Oh, fantastic, 2 minutes. I'll talk for a second about Obamacare. Everybody understands that in our country we have issues with our healthcare system. Our healthcare system, we have people that can't get access to healthcare, they can't get insurance because they have a pre-existing condition. That's a big problem, and that needs to be dealt with, and we can fix those problems. But what you don't do is you don't create a bill in secret, roll it out on the floor of the House with the Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, saying we need to pass it to find out what's in it. You pass it, and then we find out what's in it, and here's what you get. All of us in this room are going to be forced to buy health insurance or have our employers provide health insurance. And that health insurance has to perfectly conform to what Obama wants you to have. If you don't get enough insurance, if you have a high deductible, low premium policy to save money, you're going to have to pay a tax. If you buy too much insurance, you're going to have to pay a tax. 21 new taxes, $500 billion in new taxes, taxes on real estate, taxes on payroll, taxes on capital gains. All of these new taxes, $500 billion, plus $500 billion of new deficit spending, which, as David Tackett mentioned, puts the burden on our children. We borrow it from China, and then we make our children pay it off. And then we have $716 billion being taken from Medicare. And if you buy the insurance that perfectly conforms to what Barack Obama wants you to have, that includes drugs that include abortifacients. These are abortion-inducing drugs, which is antithetical to many of the beliefs of the people in this room, including myself. But now in America, we have to provide that. We have to buy that kind of product. And in this country, you have David Green. He's the president of Hobby Lobby, if you guys are familiar, a proud member of our state of Oklahoma. He is suing HHS because he says he's being forced to make a decision. Is he going to adhere to the laws of the country he loves, or is he going to adhere to his religious beliefs? And this is not a decision anybody in this country should ever have to make. But it's a decision we're being forced to make right now in the United States of America. And my name is Jim Bridenstine. I'm the Republican nominee for U.S. Congress. I'm a conservative. I'm asking for your vote. I need the votes of the Democrats, too, because there are conservative Democrats here in Wagner County. And I'd like to have your support as well. Jim Bridenstine, November 6th. We've got yard signs and bumper stickers and literature. I'd love to have you take home everything. Thank you so much.
That's a...